Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Mord.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer, Jonathan E. Mord.
Well, Thursday evenings have officially become the most exciting evening of the week, thanks to the Sacred Fire of Liberty here on the Robert Scott Bell Show with my good friend, the FDA Dragon Slayer, Jonathan E. Mord. Jonathan.
Robert. Hey, Robert. This is great. It's good to be here tonight. I hope a lot of people are listening. This is the kickoff of the Thursday program, and boy, what a wonderful day to start it. It's freezing cold here in Washington, D.C. The best thing that can happen to Washington is that people are freezed out of office.
And, yes.
And that's what's happening here, Robert. It's about 0 degrees or a little bit less than that with the wind chill factor. And
wow.
Everything's breaking down. People are angry, and a lot of them are staying home, which is the great thing for the rest of the country.
It's
everybody,
a good thing.
Yeah. All the bureaucrats would just stay at home, Robert.
Mm-hmm. It's like that, you know, with modern medicine, when the hospital go on strike, basically the doctors, the death rate plummets in any given area. And it's similar when the D.C. bureaucrats go home, suddenly freedom starts coming back into the equation mysteriously, or not so mysteriously for us.
Right. It's like a dark, dreary environment where all the flowers have been shriveled down and dead because of the oppression. Mm-hmm. Suddenly there's a ray of sunshine, and voila, the flowers of freedom begin to bloom again. And that's what it's like when Washington is in a frozen shutdown, which
reset,
is what's happening
reset.
Right now.
Well, it's warm here because we've got the sacred fire of liberty burning bright with you, Jonathan. And again, let everybody know, maybe you've been following the show for years. Maybe you're new to it. Last year we initiated halfway through the year. Jonathan came onto the show once a week on Sunday afternoons, but we switched it in 2015, and we're going to be together Thursday evenings. We have a wonderful slate of guests that are lined up, regulars that will come on, including tonight Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty. We'll often hear from Cheryl Chumley from Washington Times, absolutely wonderful, and we'll be doing a little more political healing, legal and lawful healing on the air when we're together, but always with the concept of liberty at the heart of everything we do.
True, true, Robert. So what's the kickoff for today, Robert? What are we going to talk about?
Well, I think we're going to get into the audit of the Fed with Norm, so I thought let's talk about the hypocrisy of the FDA bureaucracy, the regulators, because it's an interesting story of a guy that used to work as an FDA regulator, Bill Francos, who went to work for a supplement company called Herbalife. And evidently he was at a lecture of some kind caught on YouTube, published to YouTube, where Bill Francos basically said, when I was director of dietary supplements at the FDA, I oversaw nutritional supplements, making sure they were safe and effective for use. Now, this is what he said. He wasn't talking about Herbalife products. He was talking about what he did at FDA. Mike Taylor from FDA, wrote a letter to Herbalife, complained about the YouTube video, had it pulled down. And I want to ask you, Jonathan, what is the basis for having someone pulled down after they discuss what they did at FDA? I don't get it.
This is just a gross imposition, a violation of First Amendment rights. This guy has an absolute right to say whatever he wants about the FDA. He's not disclosing any confidential trade secret type information that is legally protected. He's talking about what he did in generic terms at the FDA. Now, it may be his interpretation that he reviewed safety and efficacy for supplements, and he may be mistaken. But who cares? He's got a First Amendment right to say it, and it is an abuse of power for Michael Taylor to take any action that would suggest that this man should remove his comments or video from the web. That is a act that is not unique here. I remember years ago, Robert.
Yes.
A person wrote an article. It was a peer-reviewed journal article. Took a position on a dietary supplement that the head of the Center for Drug for Dietary Supplement CIFSAN, the Center for Food Safety and Applied Nutrition, didn't like. And they called him up and threatened him and made him take it down. It was an article that was critical of the FDA in a professional journal. And they made him, actually it was even before it was published, it was circulated, and they got a copy of it, and they made him not publish it. Gross violation of the First Amendment freedom of speech and press. And they should be made to account for it. I would love to go after FDA and Taylor for that. But I'm sure Herbalife will not do it because they'd rather cooperate, rather avoid ruffling feathers over there. But what an abuse of power by Taylor. You know, big thug. Big thug, Taylor.
I have to believe that with the, you know, the claims in the media and the FDA, they like to have the impression out to the American public that are still sleeping that FDA does not regulate supplements. And I think that's their meme. They have to keep that going. And the more they can make that possible, then they can claim it's dangerous and it's unregulated and we need more power. And I think that the concern Taylor probably had was that a former FDA guy says, no, we actually regulated supplements. And they don't want that kind of information getting out.
Well, that's right. Here they have enormous power regulating supplements every day. In fact, the degree of regulation that they actually impose on supplements is comparable to or in excess of what they do to drugs. By treatment, by what they do to supplement companies, it's grossly in excess and abusive when compared to the drug companies that they treat with kid gloves. But in the case of supplements, they hate them. And so people go into these supplement companies and make, you know, the inspections are wretched and all of the citations that come out of that. I mean, it's just it is a clear example that they hate the supplement industry and that they want to prevent that message from getting out there that the FDA regulates supplements a lot.
Well, and Jonathan, I mean, people like Mike Taylor still play the game that, well, we can't even pull supplements off the market. And I'm thinking, you just send one warning letter to an average dietary supplement company and they'll do whatever they're told because they're so frightened of the FDA that they don't have the power to withdraw. It's ridiculous.
Well, that's right. Not only that, but all the lawyers who practice before the Food and Drug Bar know that the FDA's warning letter is a preparatory action for precipitous enforcement, including seizures of products, injunctions against sale, and prosecution in the federal courts. So, warning letters are not really just warnings; they are the very last step before the agency calls out the troops to go after your company and shut it down.
Yes, and I think that's the thing they don't want to get out there. The fact is they don't need any more power. They need their power reined in so that freedom can come back out. And that's a big part of what you've dedicated your life to do in the practice of law as well, in addition, of course, to being heart-centered and focused as well on a mission of restoring this republic. One of your books, one of my favorites, of course, is all about restoring the republic, if it is possible, and a blueprint to do that.
You know, Robert, we probably shouldn't let this first segment go by without reference to the French magazine and the terrorist attack upon that French magazine. The French magazine had critiques of, you know, it was cartoons that were offensive to Muslims. But, of course, it is their absolute right to criticize anything, religion or whatever. They should have freedom of speech and press. They should have the right to do and say what they want. You don't have to buy it. You can look the other way. You don't have to agree with them. And you can write an editorial contrary to what they think in other publications or perhaps even in their own. But you don't have a right, certainly, to kill someone based on an offense to your religion or your political creed or anything, including your mother. You don't have a right to kill people based on what they say. And it is sickening in the extreme that we live in an environment today where terrorists are so free to appear and do these things. We should have done long ago what what I recommended, which is pull out all the stops, obliterate ISIS, don't do this limited engagement stuff. Just absolutely eradicate this group that tortures children, that murders them, that abuses people. To say that those things ought to be allowed in the name of religion, my goodness, that throws us back even farther than the Stone Age. We've got to get rid of them. We have to get rid of them. They're scourged upon the face of the earth.
Let me ask you about France. Obviously the French Revolution, related in some ways to the American Revolution, although a little distinct and different. Did they have a sense of this freedom of speech that we hold so dear here?
Yes, well, I think it was Voltaire that said something, I'm paraphrasing, but I may not like what you say, but I will defend mm-hmm. to the death your right to say it. This concept of freedom, which is rich, they were a part of the Enlightenment era. I mean, France experienced an intellectual revolution. There was Rousseau and Voltaire, and Voltaire was a satiric fellow, but he made some certain statements that had this telling message, such as the one I just quoted from him, paraphrasing it. Yes, they're a part of the rights revolution that swept Europe, and they were very much reacting to an era of abuse from their kings, ultimately the French mm-hmm. Revolution being one where they went too far, they beheaded people, but even Jefferson was saying that we should bleed the Tree of Liberty, I believe, every 14 years. In other words, there may be a need for a revolution frequently in order to maintain control over the population, over government, and to keep the people free. But anyway, the French have freedom of speech, and luckily so. And this is an assault on everyone's freedom, as they
absolutely. And one of the things we say in talk radio is you don't have a right not to be offended, right? I mean, listen, there's always going to be something, but at the same time, you don't have a right to take up arms against somebody's speech unless I don't know. There are arguments that say, well, are you calling for insurrection? But my goodness, satire is a very key part of the First Amendment. And
sure.
Yes, it can upset some folks, but to take up arms against it, of course, that you violated basic human limitations on that violation of life, liberty, and property. So, all right, stick around. We've got a lot more to go on the Sacred Fire Liberty edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show with the FDA Dragon Slayer, Jonathan Emord. And we'll be back with Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty. We're going to get an update on the audit of the Fed bill. Is Ron Paul's legacy set to come back to life in Congress? We're going to check it out with Norm after this break. Stick around. RobertScottBell.com for all the links. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book,
Great
Cancer Step Outside
Let's bring
the Box.
Into the conversation.
I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy.
Right.
Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell.
Opening,
if you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com.
carnivora.com.
That's 1-866-836-8735. 1-866-VENUS-FLY or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today is January 5th, 2014, and gold opened at $1,197.90. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,242.08, $621.04 for a half-ounce, or $310.52 for a quarter-ounce. That's $1,242.08, $621.04, and $310.52.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why bank stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free. 800-686-2237.
Hey, Daniel, here's on the internet stream right now. Hello, everybody. You should be listening.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
We are, I'm afraid, headed for another bubble. One of the first bills that I'll introduce tomorrow is a bill to audit the Fed, the Federal Reserve Transparency Act. And I think it's sad that Congress has abdicated essentially all oversight of that quasi-governmental organization for setting the price of money and the interest rates and all the monetary policy.
That's Congressman Massey, I think, channeling Ron Paul there. Jonathan, did you hear that? Ron Paul lives on.
Ron Paul will always live on, but he's certainly living on in this bill. This is his baby. Ron Paul created this magnificent audit the Fed bill and championed it and nearly got it passed before he left Congress. And it has been introduced ever since then, and now Massey's going to introduce it again. But this time, drumroll please, we've got Republicans controlling both chambers. So who knows? Maybe common sense will prevail. And the bill will actually pass this time, going up for the expected veto from that Darth Vader in the White House. But we have with us a person who's been instrumental in the whole creation and work on that bill in Congress, who is now still Ron Paul's right-hand man at the Campaign for Liberty as the Vice President for Policy, Norm Singleton, who was the Legislative Director for Ron Paul in Congress. Welcome, Norm.
Thank you, Jonathan. Thank you, Robert.
It's exciting. Well,
tell us about what's going on here, Norm. I'm sorry to interrupt you, Robert. Where are we going with this thing? What's going to happen?
Well, it was introduced on the first day of Congress by Congressman Thomas Massey of Kentucky, who is really taking the lead on a whole lot of liberty-related issues, this one being the most prominent. But he also is the champion of hemp and raw milk. I mean, not necessarily using hemp or drinking himself raw milk, but of making sure the government doesn't tell us not to use hemp and not to drink raw milk. As well as he also introduced a bill to repeal the Gun-Free Schools Act. He was a leader in the effort to change the House leadership and send them a message that there was some discontent with way that on big bills they always seem to wait till the last minute, cut a bad deal with the president and the Democrats, and then rush it through without giving members time to read 1,000-page bills. So Thomas Massie is really someone I would tell all Americans who are looking for a champion of... he's also a leader in the fight against the National Security Agency. So he's someone I would say everyone who's wondering, is there another Ron Paul in Congress, take a look at Thomas Massie and take a look at Justin Amash, from Florida. There are a few other good ones out there, but the problem we've had for with audit the Fed is that everybody has been listening to the voices of the people, the over 75 or almost 75% of the people who want a vote on audit the Fed, who support Federal Reserve transparency. He blocked a vote on that all through the last Congress. One of the reasons he changed the filibuster rules for nominees was to break Rand Paul's hold on Janet Yellen, which all Rand wanted was to allow a vote on audit the Fed, and then he was perfectly fine to let the Senate work its will on the Federal Reserve nominee, but that was unacceptable.
Well, I remember that Harry Reid, Harry Reid, I think back in the 90s, said he wanted an audit of the Fed. He was actually for it before he was against it.
That's true with a lot of things with Harry Reid, by the way. But go ahead, Norm.
That is the weird thing about it, is that he's on record as recently as his tough reelection campaign in 2010, saying that he wished that there was more.
Ooh, we're
losing Norm. Hold on, Norm.
Well,
Norm, stand
by. Harry Reid's minions.
I think Harry Reid's minions are after him. You're right. Well, we're going to get Norm back on after the bottom of the hour break, though. But this is a fascinating turn of events here. One of the best things that could happen with the Republicans in control of both houses, we may get a fair hearing on and a vote on the audit of the Fed. The other question is, would Obama sign it or attempt to veto it? We're going to go into that.
In a heartbeat.
You think so? All right. Well, we'll talk about that. Also, the fact that some Democrats are actually for this bill. We've got an example of one that's pretty interesting. So we'll tackle the beyond partisanship on this issue of auditing the Fed. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show with Jonathan Emord. And Norm Singleton is with us from Campaign for Liberty. We'll be back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hey everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored it. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me. So I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert. You should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns80.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, special Thursday evening event every week now. The Sacred Fire of Liberty with the FDA Dragon Slayer, Jonathan Emord. And you can check him out at emord.com and all of his books. We have them linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Also, if you're not familiar, I don't know how that would be possible, with the Campaign for Liberty and Norm Singleton, we have it linked up as well in the show notes today. Right now we're discussing the reemergence of the Audit the Fed bill, inspired and written so much when Ron Paul was in Congress, one of his life goals, and it is not going away. In fact, the new Congress, Congressman Massey from Kentucky, introduced it again. And we have a more friendly confines in the Senate right now, apparently. We're going to talk about that this segment. And also the strange dichotomy about some on the left that actually were very friendly with Ron Paul and his efforts to try and audit the Fed. I always found this was fascinating for being such a small government kind of guy that Ron was, yet he had some very good friends on what we would call the political left who are typically into big government. How do you explain these things?
I think that part of it is, remember the times we're talking about, well, the times we're still living in today, but when the Audit the Fed movement started, when Campaign for Liberty was formed, it was so it was right after the bailouts, and there was a lot of, which still exists, although unfortunately in the Obama years, it's as the Obama years have gone on, it's been sort of quieted down.
An amnesia.
Sort of like, do you remember when there was such a thing in this country as an anti-war left?
Yeah, I know. Well, what happened to them?
Well, what happened was they decided that they were anti-Republican wars.
Right, right. It was a partisan thing, not a principled stance.
Right. It's sort of the same thing that there was one of the things that can unite the right and the left is opposition to cronyism, opposition to bailouts, opposition to corporate welfare, and with the realization with the bailouts and with Congressman Paul's efforts to educate American people that the Federal Reserve harms middle class and average Americans, working Americans, and helps the big banks and helps Wall Street and is responsible for more bailouts than the Treasury of either Bush or Obama could ever dream of, there was among some of the honest, more populist, left to say, an interest in getting this bill audited.
Yeah, I want to play a real quick clip from Alan Grayson, a leftist Democrat in Florida, on this, because he was an ally to Ron Paul at the time, and this was back from 2009 in Congress.
Have you reached any conclusions about the Fed expanding its balance sheet by over $1 trillion since last September?
We have not yet reached any conclusions.
Do you know who received that money?
He was nailing the representative of the Fed at that point. Interestingly enough, I'm sure he learned a lot of what he learned from Ron Paul, whether he admitted it or not, but he was an ally on the left.
He was, and so was Bernie Sanders, who is a socialist. But when Sanders was on the banking committee in with Congressman Paul in the 90s and early 2000s, he was one of the few, besides Congressman Paul, who was actually critical or even challenging of Alan Greenspan. Most members, Democrats and Republicans,
worshipped him.
It's that sort of populist mentality that you don't find nearly enough on the left, but occasionally you will find someone, an Alan Greenspan or a Bernie Sanders. Alan Grayson.
Grayson is
a co-sponsor again this year of the bill, along with Gene Green of Texas. Back in the 80s, a lot of work on Fed transparency was actually done by Henry Gonzalez, who was another old leftist type who understood that the Fed is not an institution that's
it's not helping the little people,
right? No. Of the people that the left claims to work for. And in fact, this in many ways can be a sort of a litmus test for someone on the left, which is, do they really believe their rhetoric about wanting to help the average American, or is it just rhetoric, and they're willing to give the elites everything they want.
Yeah, give them a free pass. So here's another clip from Grayson in 2009 grilling the Fed.
You're the inspector general. My question to you specifically is, do you know who received that $1 trillion plus that the Fed extended and put on its balance sheet since last September? Do you know the identity of the recipients?
I do not know. We have not looked at that specific area.
You know, that line of questioning, and Jonathan, I mean, I remember watching this. This was the most interesting thing perhaps happening in a long time in Congress that made it interesting to watch when they were starting to ask pointed questions and they realized that these Fed people either were idiots or they purposely were obfuscating information that Ron Paul was saying, we need to find out what's going on here.
Well, it's been historically, well, ever since it was created, one of the most secretive institutions in the world. And here it is, controlling the money supply, affecting every single American's pocketbook and access to cash through banks, startup businesses. Every single aspect of the economy is influenced by the actions of the Federal Reserve Board, which is the problem. And yet they are the least transparent of any institution that deals with the public money. And it's just to require them to be accountable for their decisions is no great demand. It should be something that is, you know, every American should expect rightfully, that an institution that has total control over the money supply at a minimum ought to be transparent in its dealings with our money. And so I think it gains traction. I think the bill is so obviously correct in that basic principle of transparency that it you see those who do oppose it engaging in all sorts of tortured argument. I mean, that's another aspect of this that's very interesting. Those who oppose this bill and who try to articulate a reason for it end up making these absurd statements suggesting that the people who run the Fed are kind of like a jellyfish that if you expose them to the light, they will flee from you know wherever the source of light is and will behave in an erratic manner that will not be safe or effective in dealing with financial issues. But that's not the case at all. I mean, they should be accountable, and we are injured every single day by actions that are taken behind the scenes. I mean, you realize that during the whole financial crisis, the amount of money that the Fed gave to bail out Wall Street was vastly in excess of what was passed in Congress. And no one knew about it except maybe the White House. And that was critical to understand. I mean, maybe if all members of Congress understood these enormous sums were being pumped out by the Fed into Wall Street and into you know cronyism taking place right and left, they would have done less stupid bailout activity from Congress itself.
Right.
But they didn't. So they, you know, it's so the idea that something so enormously consequential to economic policy, to fiscal policy in the United States, should not be open for public scrutiny and for members of Congress, elected representatives of the people, to scrutinize and to act against if necessary.
Yes.
Instead, we've allowed them to function as we have the entire bureaucracy, as a dictatorship that functions without accountability to the courts, the Congress, or the American people.
And certainly the Fed really has no legitimate oversight. They like to say, yes, Congress oversees it. But Congress has been worshipful. Before Ron Paul, it was basically a love fest. Whatever you say, Fed, okay, we'll just listen to you.
Right.
That's exactly right. And the idea that an institution, as Jonathan points out, they have more influence over our economy than probably any other institution in America. The Treasury, the IRS, the maybe even the executive branch. Why should they be excused from transparency? And they don't really come up with any good reasons.
I want to hear Obama try to veto this. I want to see him, you see, put him in a corner and make him explain to the American people why an audit of the Fed is not a good thing.
Well, I think he will. I'm sorry to interrupt, Norm, but I think he will, because I tell you, this has been a vehicle for crony activity, for getting money into hands of people in Wall Street.
Doing favors for your paymaster.
Yeah. So it's a payback. It's a way of paying back. And although there's been this pretense of a distance between the White House and the Fed in being independent, the Fed would be independent, the fact of the matter is that we're talking about a small universe. The president appoints the head of the Fed. The Fed comes out of Wall Street ordinarily. It's the president's chosen pick. The president has great sway over the person who's selected, at least through the initial phases of their nomination and appointment. And they're doing the bidding of the president with the direction and fiscal policy that the president wants, at least for a time. And it's likely, given the enormous amount of corruption in this administration, that there are things that have gone on that they would prefer not to have public about the dealings between the White House and the Fed.
Yeah. One more reminder from Alan Grace in 2009 before we go to break here, why we need to audit the Fed.
I'd like to know, if you're not responsible for investigating that, who is?
That we actually, we have responsibility for the Federal Reserve's programs and operations, audits, to conduct audits and investigations in that area. In terms of who's responsible for investigating, would you mind repeating the question one more time?
Right, that's the Fed, obfuscate. Can you say it again? Repeat the question? Well, we're going to repeat the reason why this Fed needs to be audited and why you want to get on the horn to your congressman or congresswoman, no matter what party they affiliate, no matter what their political leanings. Good for the American people would be to find out what is hidden behind the secret walls of the Federal Reserve. More with Norm Singleton. Yes, please do. Yes, thank you, Jonathan. Right back.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case. What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah, helping us rock that world tonight, Jonathan Ebor and Norm Singleton, Campaign for Liberty. Every Thursday now, y'all recognize the night. It's our Sacred Fire of Liberty night. We start out with the political, economic, legal, lawful type healing. And I'm glad Norm's with us again from Campaign for Liberty. We're talking audit the Fed. We'll talk about Harry Reid in just a moment. But Norm, real quick, anything that we could tell to the listeners of this audience, if they're interested in contacting, whether it be Massey or other congressmen, about this audit the Fed bill to get it passed?
The big thing is right now, just contact your representatives and ask them to co-sponsor if they haven't. There's 63 co-sponsors right now. You can go to congress.gov and see if your representative is co-sponsoring it. Look for a Senate companion bill to be introduced later this month by Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky. Both the sponsor and the co-sponsor, both the House and Senate sponsors are from Kentucky this time. Senator Paul obviously has a history with this issue. He has been the sponsor of it for the last two Congresses in the Senate. This time, with Senator Reid out, we may actually be able to get a Senate vote. I think Senator McConnell is very interested in putting this on the agenda. He is someone who is worked with Rand on several occasions.
Yeah, I think Rand has had quite an impact on Senator McConnell, in my opinion.
I think he has. I think Senator McConnell is smart person, and unlike some of the other members of the GOP establishment, he kind of understands.
He saw where this was going.
Right, that the Rand Paul more libertarian oriented philosophy is the wave of the future. It's what's bringing. It's the only thing bringing young people to the Republican Party. And issues like audit the Fed are issues where the party needs to be on. Hopefully, that'll translate to a better position on spending than we've seen from some Republicans in the past. And hopefully, the fact that they don't have that excuse of saying, "Well, what do you expect? We have to deal with Barack Obama and Harry
right.
Reid." Now that they control both houses of Congress, that we won't, and that at least half of that excuse is now gone. We'll see a little bit more, for their own political sake. I think they need to be stronger on spending because they were elected.
Yeah, on that basis. Two years from now,
they
could end up getting thrown out.
Yeah.
Hold on, Jonathan. I want to bring Jonathan in real quick to wrap it up because a major obstacle to the audit the Fed bill we mentioned earlier, I think, Harry Reid. And it sounds like Harry Reid might be trying to take himself out of the equation with his exercise equipment. Is that what you hear?
Well, it looks like Harry Reid's exercise equipment is of Republican design because the exercise band that he had apparently hit him in the head, knocked him unconscious or out. He fell on his face, broke his face, and broke his three ribs and suffered a concussion. But one wonders whether, particularly in the case of the concussion, the knock on the head might have helped Harry ultimately. If it changed his mental direction, he might no longer be a danger to himself and to others. Of course, his public policy makes him a danger to others. So, anyway, he had this little accident, apparently from Super Don. He had a similar accident in 2011. He's accident prone. And I think that stems naturally from his addled mind.
I've got an update on that. It turns out that it's not a black eye he has. Actually, what happened was his flesh-colored makeup rubbed off.
Okay, Super Don, nice coverage on that.
Yeah, there's a little need for cosmetic work there, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And the good works that are happening at Campaign for Liberty, thanks to Norm Singleton. Always glad to have you drop by, my friend.
I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Yeah. We'll have him on again soon. And, of course, Jonathan, great to have you evenings every Thursday for some Sacred Fire of Liberty.
Yes, sir, Robert.
Well, with that, we're going to take a break. Back after the news, tell your friends it's the God's honest truth. The power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.